Nev Shabbos al Chaverim, the six parshas, parshas Balak, the only parsha in the Torah that's named after somebody who was not Jewish, a Gentile king. We know there's Yitro, we know there's Noach, we have a few parshas that are named for people that weren't technically Jewish, but we know Yitro converted. Balak is a king through and through, a Gentile. It's a very unusual idea that we name a parsha after somebody who not only wanted to destroy the Jewish people, but wasn't even part of the Jewish people. Maybe that's the message. Maybe that's exactly the message that the rabbis are teaching us by the naming the parsha Balak. We know that in this week's parsha, Bilam tries to curse the Jewish people, and he fails to do so. Not only does he fail to do so, but he instead gives tremendous blessing, tremendous energy that comes down from the heavens to the Jewish people, giving incredible, incredible, incredible words of highlights of the greatness of the Jewish people. And in the middle over there, he hints to the idea of Mashiach. Incredible. This Gentile prophet, Bilam, wanted to destroy us. And all he does, this mentioning, rabbis teach us, is a mentioning about Mashiach, about redemption. And it's him, through Balak, through this king who wanted to, just nothing more than the destruction of the Jewish people. He was the one who brought about the concept of Mashiach, the concept of the redemption that came in this week's parsha. We never know what role we play in the story of the history of the world and the history of Am Yisrael. We never know what role we're going to play. And therefore we have to tap into our own journey and realize that if we're here, we are playing a role. We are part of the story. We are part of the journey to the Geula. Bezrat Hashem, Parshat Balak gives us that reminder. We should be zocheh to have a beautiful Shabbat, to see ourselves as a player in the journey to Geula. B'mehirah v'yameinu, amen. Shabbat shalom, good Shabbos.